The Christmas story has been told in many ways, and many kinds of music have been used to help tell that story anew. WNIJ's Guy Stevens has more on one such piece, billed as a jazz nativity.
Singer, composer, and producer Ann Phillips wrote Bending Towards the Light more than 30 years ago for a performance in New York City. It combines arrangements of traditional music associated with the stories of Christ's birth with original charts by Phillips and fellow jazz artists Bob Kindred and Dave and Iola Brubeck. Since its premiere, it has become an annual fixture in the Big Apple. A soundtrack album was released in 1995 that featured jazz greats like Dave Brubeck, this time at the piano, and Latin jazz master Tito Puente.
O'er the hills of Bethlehem, in the dark of night.
That's bop and soul jazz drummer and singer Grady Tate, who died just this past October at age 85, singing the title piece, Bending Towards the Light, on the 1995 soundtrack album. Chicago area saxophonist and church musician Andrew Texan is behind several performances of the work this season. One takes place this Saturday at Hall High School in Spring Valley. It's a fundraiser for the Starved Rock Country Community Foundation and Glen Hagen Farm Retreat. He'll be in it, too, as a jazz-playing shepherd. But he's really excited about who and what the production showcases.
Artists who have worked with people like, you know, Frank Sinatra and Ray Charles and Peggy Lee. So you've got incredible jazz musicians expressing the vibrancy and the rhythmic vitality of jazz. And then another thing that's very special is it brings elements of dance, particularly tap dancing.
Texan says the piece is faithful to the original story, and people will easily recognize the familiar themes of the nativity. But he says Phillips plays with some of the traditions around the stories. That provides a chance to have some fun, as well as showcase some well-known artists.
When we have the Three Kings come, we've got the Latin percussion king, that's Geraldo de Oliveira, who's from Brazil, and the trumpet king, Art Davis, who teaches trumpet at Northern Illinois University. And then our tap dancer, Nico Rubio, is an amazing tap dancing king.
That's Phillips' arrangement of We Three Kings from the Bending Towards the Light soundtrack album. Texan says the jazz approach in this telling of the nativity makes it more than just a rote performance for those involved.
When you're improvising, it's a group composition, and it's never been played that way before. It probably won't ever be played that way again. So there's a certain level of excitement because nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, not even the musicians themselves. And there's a lot of communication going back and forth.
Texan says some people accustomed to the traditional ways of telling the story may question whether the approach here is some kind of gimmick. Texan says no. He says jazz isn't better or worse than other music traditions that have become part of the holiday, but when done well, it's just as valid.
Jazz is one of the amazing gifts of the American culture to the world, and people play jazz all over the world now. So it's a universal language, and we use that language to bring this story to life.
And for him, it's a very good way to convey the message he believes the story has for a world caught up in the frenzy of the holidays.
So I hope that people's hearts are touched, that they are reminded of the essence of the gift of God to all of us. And that's why we're doing those Christmas shopping errands. It's because it's all about giving to others as God has given to us.
I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.